Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, September 18th. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. I'm Chris Todd with Raven News. A Sitka man was hospitalized over the weekend after his car ran into a tree on the seaward side of Halibut Point Road. Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says the 62-year-old man was inbound on HPR near Peterson Street around 4:30 in the afternoon Saturday when he suffered some sort of medical event. It caused him to lose control of his older black Ford Explorer, taking out a road sign and striking a tree. The man was transported to the hospital by ambulance. His condition could not be immediately confirmed by authorities. Traffic was stopped along HPR for about half an hour, although authorities spent more time on the scene. Allen said the vehicle was totaled. Paranoff Elementary School has more kindergartners than it planned for this year. As a result, Sitka School District officials added an extra teacher just 5 days before the start of school. They say the scramble was worth it, as the first days of school are among the most important in a student's education. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
It is 7:30 a.m. inside the Hitchcock household, and 5-year-old Connor is getting ready for his first day of school.
Put on your clothes, brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, pack your bag.
He grabs a blue backpack with soccer ball patches and his name embroidered in green on the front.
Mom, this didn't go in there.
It doesn't go in your backpack, your folder?
I know, but it doesn't go in that place in the backpack.
Oh.
It goes in the second one.
Okay.
A short car ride later, and Connor is on the playground at Baranoff Elementary School. He surveys the dozens of children who are running around, steps onto the gravel, and finds the line for his class, but not before looking back at Mom and Dad. And with that whistle, the students head inside to start the day. Connor Hitchcock is one of 120 kindergartners enrolled at Baranoff Elementary this year. That is a dozen more students than last year. Principal Michelle Beach says about 10 families registered students in August.
And when that happens, that's why we end up at the last minute trying to kind of scramble and add another teacher, because if we had known of those numbers in the spring, we would have known that what our population was going to be, or had a better feel for it.
The extra students raised the student-to-teacher ratio in Baranoff's 6 kindergarten classrooms to approximately 20-1. School officials thought that was too much, and they quickly decided to add a new teacher.
It happened very fast. In fact, I'm still trying to catch up.
Rachel Sorokin was hired on a Friday afternoon.
And I was ecstatic. I was jumping up and down and so excited about that and couldn't wait to get started. Little did I know it meant getting started in just a few hours, because then I was right in the classroom getting it all ready for the first day of school.
School started the following Wednesday. The addition of a new teacher was fast and expensive, an extra $75,000 when you factor in salary and benefits. It means kindergarten class sizes are now between 16 and 18 students instead of 20 or more. But Principal Beach and teachers agree that small change makes a big difference.
Kids that are crowded are not happy kids.
That's Linda Fredrickson, Connor's teacher. This is her 23rd first day of kindergarten, and she sees the same thing every year.
It becomes an issue of, you're sitting too close to me, or he's touching my stuff. You know, kindergartners are pretty egocentric. They're concerned about themselves, and it's really hard for them to see that they're in a classroom of 18 to 20 kids.
Fredrickson says low class sizes mean better learning, and a body of educational research supports that theory. The most comprehensive study was called Project Star, conducted in Tennessee in the mid-1980s. It compared classes with an average of 15 students to classes of 22 to 25 and found an increase in achievement in the smaller classes.
I like the way Connor's taking that apart. Joey, can you take that apart?
Back in Fredrickson's classroom, playtime is over. The students sit in rows on the floor and listen intently in front of a big easel marked Morning Jobs.
So this morning, there were lots of things we had to do to get ready for school. And I bet there's lots of things you have to do in the morning to get ready before you come to school.
Like Connor, sitting in the back of the group, chimes in.
I have a list so I already do that.
So you have a list in the morning that helps you remember? That is so funny, Connor.
We have a list in kindergarten, too.
Fredrickson says young children require a lot of attention because they are still learning how to sit quietly, listen, share, hold a pencil. and eventually get down to work. Parents Bridget and Randy Hitchcock say Connor has been getting ready for kindergarten for a long time.
The last month, like how many weeks and how many days, and you know, so he's been really looking forward to it. Every time we mention anything to do with kindergarten, he's like, yeah!
Oh, I'm excited because he's really excited. So he's really excited.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
And you can check out a slideshow of Connor's first day of kindergarten on our website at kcaw.org. Candidate Jennifer Robinson said she's running for school board, not just to stay involved in her kids' education, but also to stay out of their way. Robinson has filed an official write-in candidate, an official write-in candidate for this October's municipal election. She's one of two candidates running for two open seats on the Sitka School Board. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has his profile.
You might say Jennifer Robinson is a victim of her own enthusiasm. She's the director of Sitka's Chamber of Commerce, which holds a public forum during its weekly luncheon meetings.
So we had a speaker at the chamber lunch from the school board. Tim Fulton came. And listening to him talk about all of the things that they're doing, I got really excited about it again.
Robinson has returned to Alaska within the past couple of years from California, where she was involved in her two children's schools. Her kids, a son in eighth grade and a daughter in 10th grade, are a little beyond where parent help in the classroom is really practical, not to mention totally uncool.
We've been very actively involved in their education, and as they've gotten older, they don't have such an appreciation for me being in the school with them necessarily. So this is, I've focused more on the community recently, and this seems like a really good direction for me to go, a way that I can be actively involved in their education without getting in the way of their social life.
Robinson understands that maintaining some distance is important. She grew up in Port Alexander, where her mother, current Sitka Assembly member and mayoral candidate Mim McConnell, was also on the school board. Robinson graduated from the Port Alexander School with one other senior out of a total student body of around 20. Robinson says having a mother on the school board actually came with some big perks.
I remember it being kind of cool, actually, because she would leave town to go on these meetings, and then when she would come home, she would have been shopping at an actual grocery store instead of mail order, and so she would come back with all kinds of fun treats whenever she came back. So that was actually kind of exciting.
Robinson believes the current school board has done a good job. As the director of the Chamber of Commerce, she's pro-business, but she sees major overlap between business and education.
It is through education that we create a skilled and diverse workforce, and I think it's important to remember that hopefully these are Sitka's future leaders that we're educating, and if we can keep that in mind, what do we want Sitka to look like? And by giving them an education that they can use here to strengthen our economy, hopefully we'll keep them here.
Robinson is unapologetically pro-technology. She knows the district's recent decision to invest stimulus funding in networking and classroom technology was controversial. She believes there should be balance, however. She also thinks class sizes should be small, particularly in the lower levels, and that the district should continue to work on early education.
I think it's helpful when you have a class full of kindergartners or first graders or second graders, wherever they're at that really young age, that they are all close together as far as where they're at in learning. When you have some students coming in that are already reading and know all their numbers versus other students that are just starting to touch on those. And it's got to be challenging for a teacher to work with that wide of a group of students. So in that respect, I think that the early childhood education would be a huge benefit.
Robinson wants the district to remain focused on attainable skills. She knows core math remains controversial. Her own daughter struggled with it last year as a freshman after moving into the district from California. Robinson will be interested to see how her son handles it as an eighth grader. She, like many parents, faculty, and board members, will be interested to see how the district addresses last year's extensive math audit. If Robinson gets a seat on the school board and her mother, Mim McConnell, is successful in the mayor's race, Sitka will have two members of the same family in local government. It's not an unprecedented situation in Sitka, and in Robinson's life, it doesn't seem like a very big deal. She says her mom's always been engaged.
I've just grown up thinking that that's normal, that that's what parents do.
Jennifer Robinson is an unofficial write-in candidate for school board. The municipal election in Sitka is Tuesday, October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Jennifer Robinson fellow school board candidate Cass Pook will take listener calls during a school board forum on Raven Radio tomorrow, beginning at 6:35 p.m. A Sitka woman is one of the winners of Saturday's Equinox Marathon in Fairbanks. The 50th annual event saw the biggest field since the 1960s with over 1,200 runners registering. In the women's race, Emily Routon of Sitka was first in 3 hours, 25 minutes, and 40 seconds. Eric Strabel of Anchorage won the men's marathon in 2 hours, 45 minutes, the best time clocked in the race since the 1980s, when Stan Justice of Fairbanks set the course record of 2 hours, 41 minutes. The Equinox covers roads and trails from the University of Alaska Fairbanks over Esther Dome and back. Equinox events include the 26-mile marathon, a 40-mile ultra marathon, and a 3-person marathon relay. A group of business organizations and individuals seeking changes in Alaska's oil tax structure is getting involved in this year's election. The Make Alaska Competitive Coalition plans to hold a news conference today in Anchorage to discuss its new campaign. The group says the campaign will be aimed at, quote, motivating Alaskans to demand answers from political candidates, end quote, about what they'll do to address declining oil production in the state. According to a news release, former Governor Tony Knowles and former State House Speaker Gail Phillips are among those expected to represent the group at today's event. And that's it for Raven News for this hour. It's about 20 seconds before 1 minute after 8. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. Thanks for being with us this morning. Temperature 43 degrees under calm winds and nice visibility this morning here in Sitka. Good morning.